Today's daf is Nedarim daf mem vav, and we just began yesterday a new chapter, which is Perek Hashutfim, the chapter about partners. So the Mishnah began by saying, Hashutfim shenadru hanaz em yizeh, partners who made a neder preventing each from getting benefit from the other. So you have Reuven and Shimon, they're partners. Reuven gets angry with Shimon. He says, a neder that you can't get benefit from me, or a neder that I can't get benefit from you. And Shimon says the same thing. A neder you can't get benefit from me, or a neder I couldn't get benefit from you. So then Asurin Likanes L'chatzer, they own a courtyard in partnership. Neither one can enter the courtyard, because if Reuven enters, he's getting benefit from Shimon. If Shimon enters, he's getting benefit from Reuven. That's the view of the Chachamim. However, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, no. As the Gemara will explain, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov holds of the concept of Breira, that you can figure out, eventually, what it is that's happening now. And therefore, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, Zeh nichnas l'tzoch shelo. Reuven can walk in, even though there's a neder that he's not going to get any benefit from Shimon. And it's by walking in, he is revealing that the part that he's walking in was only his and not Shimon's. And when Shimon walks in, that's revealing that the part that he's walking into is only his and not Reuven's. But they would both be prohibited to set up millstones, or an oven, or legadol tarnagolim, or to raise chickens, because these activities of millstones, which make noise, or raising chickens, which obviously makes noise, each partner could have stopped the other from doing it under normal circumstances. Were there not to be a neder, one partner could say to the other, I don't want chickens in our joint courtyard. So since he's not saying that, since he's not stopping it, that's already giving a financial benefit. And he's not allowed to give a financial benefit. So therefore, you're not allowed to do that. Neither one are allowed to set up these businesses in the courtyard. Continues the Mishnah. The first case of the Mishnah was that each made a neder against each other. What happens if one person, one partner, has a neder on him, preventing him from getting benefit from his friend? Okay, let's say Reuven has a neder that Shimon can't get benefit from Reuven. So then, lo yikanes l'chatzer. Then Shimon can't walk into the courtyard because Reuven, it's partially Reuven's. That's the view of the Chachamim. However, again, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Shimon can walk in, Yachal Hula Omer Lo, because Shimon can say, L'toch Shali Ani Nichnas, I'm walking into the part of the courtyard which is mine, and by my walking in, I'm revealing that that's only mine and not yours. V'eini Nichnas L'toch Shalcha, I'm not walking into your portion. V'kofen Es Hanoder, now if this is the case, you have Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven makes a neder that Shimon can't get benefit from him, but meanwhile, Reuven and Shimon were partners. So now, according to the Chachamim, Shimon can't walk into the courtyard, because by definition, he's also walking into Reuven's part. They don't believe in Breira. So therefore, since Reuven is messing it up, we force Reuven, Limkor Eschelko, to sell out his portion. He has to sell away his portion to enable Shimon to return to his property rights. Hayechad min ashuk mudar, be'echad mehem, hana. Let's say you have two partners, and instead of each prohibiting the other, that was the first case, instead of one prohibiting the other, that's the second case, one of them prohibits someone from the street. So Reuven and Shimon are partners, and Reuven made a neder that Yaakov can't walk into his property or benefit from his property.
He can.
Why can't he?
I cannot do neder that you can. You cannot. I cannot be a neder that you will not. I will not enjoy what you have. I cannot tell you you're not going to enjoy. How can I do it on you?
It's your property. It's Reuven's property. Reuven can prohibit his property to Yaakov. He can prohibit his property to anyone. So Reuven here, who's one of the two partners, is prohibiting his property to Yaakov. If he's prohibiting his property, then Yaakov can't walk into the property that he partially owns. Because if Yaakov walks into the property that Reuven partially owns, Yaakov is getting a benefit from Reuven. And Reuven created a prohibition on all of his property.
But then again, Reuven is partner with
Shimon. Right.
So how do we know that what share is Reuven's and what share is if it's in the backyard?
So everything. Reuven has 50% of everything. So since he has 50% of everything, Yaakov can't walk in because Yaakov is getting a benefit from what Reuven owns.
So he becomes provident from Shimon's share too because of this.
Because he's a partner. That's right. That's the view of the Chachamim. And Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov goes back. He's consistent with what he's told us in the other two cases. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer Yochel Omer Lo. Yaakov can walk into the courtyard that's jointly owned by Reuven and Shimon and say, L'toch shel chavercha ani nichnas. When I'm walking in, where I walk into is Shimon's part. Shimon never made a prohibition on me. Ani nichnas l'toch shelcha. I'm not walking into your part. So three cases, each with the same machlokas, namely, is there brera or not? The first case is two partners, Reuven and Shimon. Reuven prohibited Shimon, Shimon prohibited Reuven. Reuven said Shimon can't get benefit from him. Shimon said Reuven can't get benefit from him. Or the other way, Reuven said I won't get benefit from Shimon. Shimon said I won't get benefit from Reuven. So the first case was, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says there's such a thing as brera. Shimon can still walk in. He said he's not getting benefit from Reuven. But the fact that he's walking in, that's revealing that that part is really only Shimon's. He's not getting benefit from Reuven, he's just standing on his own spot. Second case, Reuven said Shimon couldn't get benefit from him. Shimon never made any laws about Reuven. So even so, Chachamim say Shimon can't walk in because he's getting benefit from Reuven. And Reb Elazar ben Yaakov says Shimon can walk in because the part that he walks into is by definition only his. And then the third case, if you have the two partners and one of them, Reuven, makes a neder about somebody else, not about Shimon, not about his other partner, about Yaakov. He says Yaakov can't get benefit from his property. So according to the Chachamim, so Yaakov can't walk into the courtyard because by definition he's going to be getting benefit from Reuven's property. And according to Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, Yaakov can walk in the same way Shimon could walk in when Shimon couldn't get benefit from Reuven's property because Shimon is revealing that really this is his. Yaakov can walk in and say this is really Shimon's.
Rabbi, if someone makes the nether, Yaakov can't benefit from me, and then Yaakov benefits from me. He does, he walks in. Who actually gets the
Yaakov has to bring the karban or gets Malkos.
Not both, for one swearing broke the swear also. The actual swearing is broken.
But the neder took effect on him. So he's the one who did the wrong thing. Right, like Hektish.
Can we make the case in simple way? This is something. If I own property, mm-hmm. I can make a neder to the beer not to walk into my, to be an abbey like property.
That's that right.
Now, if the beer own property, I mm-hmm. cannot say, don't enjoy on your property. I
correct.
Can't. Good. Right. But now we are partners.
Right.
Which is our case.
Right.
You own 50%, I own 50%.
Right.
How can I tell to Gabriel, I don't want you to nene for my my property.
Because you're 50%. But you're also 50%.
It's okay. But
any amount that you own.
How can I make it on Gabriel?
Because you could. You could, because whatever you own, you can impact. You can charge what you own, as David pointed out, with like a form of
ekdesh. If it's a bechelki, nobody, if the
that's what he's saying.
A bechelki, it's a
bimamoni is the same as bechelki. It's my money, my property.
That's
the way it is.
I'm with the Gemara, but it's
okay. Why would not Brera take effect in those cases?
You may not agree to such a concept as Brera. It may not be such a thing as Brera. Later is going to reveal about now. Right now, everything's mixed in together. So it's mixed in together. Later will be later. Once they split it up, they split it up. But now they haven't split. Hamuder, fourth case. Hamuder ana mechaveiro. Someone has a neder that he can't get benefit from his friend. V'yeshlo merchatz ubeis abad muskarin ba'ir. And his friend owns property, but he rented it out. He rented out the property. In other words, let's say Yaakov doesn't like Gavriel, and he says, Gavriel, I'm never going to get any benefit from you. Whatever you own is usher to me. Meanwhile, he finds out that Gavriel owns a shvitz, but Gavriel's not operating the shvitz. He rented out the shvitz to David. David is operating the shvitz, and now he wants to go into the shvitz. So can he? Is he getting benefit from Gavriel, or is he getting benefit from David? When you have somebody who's rented a business, a bathhouse, or a home, a store, do we look at the landlord, or do we look at the guy who's rented it? So it depends. If the landlord, Gavriel, still has a hand in it, even after he rented out the shvitz, he still has a hand. We'll see, the Gemara explains that means he gets some of the profits. If he's getting some of the profits, not just that he's getting a fee, he's getting some of the profits. He has some of the risk and some of the reward possibility. So then, usser, then I, who have a neder not to get any benefit from Gavriel, can't go into Gavriel's shvitz. However, emlo bohen tfisas yad, but if the landlord doesn't have a hand in it, then mutter is allowed to go into it because somebody else has rented it. Fifth case. Haomer lechaveiro, fellow tells his friend, konam lebeischa shani nechnas. Your house is like a carbon, and that I'm not walking into it. Or sadcha shani lokeach. Your field is like a carbon if I buy it. If I buy it, your field is like a carbon on me. Then my friend died. Oshamachro laacher, or he sold it to somebody else, and now I want to buy it from that person. And mutter, then I'm allowed to go into the field because now it's not his field. And what I had said was your field has the prohibition. But if I said konam bayezeh, this house has a carbon on it. Shani nichnas, if I were to walk into it. Or sadazu, there is a carbon status on this field. Shani lokeach, once I buy it, there would be a konam status on this field. So then mace, if the owner dies, Oshemach Lachar, or sold it to somebody else, still Asra, I still can't get benefit from the field, because I didn't say your field, I said this field. So this field is still this field, even though it's not his field, because he died, it's still this field. So the language really matters. Okay, let's go back to the first case of the Mishnah. The first case of the Mishnah was, HaShutfin Shenadru Anaz Amizeh. So the language of the Mishnah is, partners who made a neder, each made a neder prohibiting ana from the other. In other words, Reuven gets angry with Shimon, he says to Shimon, a neder, I'm not going to get any benefit from you. And Shimon gets angry with Reuven, he says, well, you know what, I'm not going to get any benefit from you. So then, the Chacham say, nobody can walk into the courtyard that they own together. So, and Reb Elezer ben Yaakov says, no, Shimon can walk in, he's not getting benefit from Reuven, he's revealing that this is really only Shimon's. And Reuven can walk in, he's revealing that the part that he's walking into is really only Reuven's. So what's pshat? Ibailu, they had a question in the yeshiva. Binadju pligi, but hidiru zet zemai. Are they arguing only in the case of Nadru, where Reuven made a neder that he's not going to get benefit from Shimon, and Shimon makes a neder that he's not going to get benefit from Reuven? What about when they put the nedarim on each other? What would the law be there? Mi amrina, do we say, benadru de pligi, where did they argue? When each one made his own neder. Reuven made the neder that he's not going to walk into Shimon. He made the neder not to get benefit from Shimon. Shimon made the neder not to get benefit from Reuven. So now each one creates a problem. So since each one is creating his own problem, so then we say, listen, sorry, Chacham say, you can't walk in because you made
both
the problem.
Of you. Both of you.
But, but if it's not that I made the problem, he made the problem. I'm a partner and he tells me I can't walk in to his part. And then he can say that he's messed up because I said he couldn't walk into my part. So not where I said I couldn't walk into his part, but he said I couldn't walk into his part. If they made a neder on each other, then maybe Then the Chacham agreed with Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, and they say the Chiyanusim Damut. That's almost like Nidrei Onsen. It's like something happening to a person out of his control. So if something happens out of a person's control, you have to be lenient. And then they would agree that there is such a thing as Breira. So Tashma. So or Oteomor, maybe a few pligi. Maybe the Mishnah happened to mention Nadru, but as we've seen throughout Masechet Nedarim, the language of the Mishnayos and the Gemara Nedarim isn't so precise. The Mishnah said that they made Nedarim on each other, but might mean also that each other put Nedarim on each other, that he put a nether on me and I put a nether back on him. So Tashma, come in here. We learned, continue on in the Mishnah. If only one of them has a nether on him from his friend. Same argument. Pligi Rabbanan. So you see there, the words are Mudar Ana Mechavero. His friend put a nether on him. So you see that the cases of the Mishnah are not only where the person himself made the problem, it's also when the partner, the friend, put the nether on him. So Tani, you have to change the language in the Mishnah. Maybe the way to read it is Nader Mechavero. Tani Nader Mechavero Hana. Says the Gemara, Hachanayim Mestabra. Makes sense that the cases of the Mishnah are only when the person himself is creating the problem. The Ketani is safe because it says at the end of the Mishnah, the Kofin is Hanoder Limkor Eschelka. And we force the guy who made the Neder to sell his part. He made the Neder that he won't get benefit from his partner, Reuven, so now he has to sell. And the Ketani Kofin, they don't understand why we force him to sell. Eliyamid to Adre. But if it was that Reuven put a nether on him, my kofin also, why should Shimon have to sell? Hamein is honest. He was forced. So must be that he put the nether on himself. Okay, that resolves the question. Case of the Mishnah only when the person puts a nether on himself, and then the Chachamim say, okay, he made a problem, he's got to live with it. But if the nether was put on him by somebody else, was out of his control, then even the Chacham would agree to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that each partner could walk into his portion. Amar Rabba Rabba said, Amar Zeiri in the name of Zeiri. Machlok is the dispute about the courtyards. Or Besada are talking about a courtyard, Kishiyesh Bakidei Chaluka. It's big enough, it's 8 amos. They could divide it because each would get a full field of 4 amos. Avul ein b'kedei chaluka, but if you have a courtyard that itself is tiny, you don't have enough space here for each to walk away with 4 amos. Let's say the courtyard is 6 amos, the courtyard is 3 amos. It's a tiny courtyard. You can't even divide such a thing. So then, what are they going to do? They're going to say no one can walk into the courtyards. Then divrei hakol mutar. Everyone would agree that we would say Breira here, and one can walk in because that's his portion, the other can walk in because that is his portion. Amar le Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef said to Rabba, Hare beis haknesses, but think about a shul. To k'mishayim b'okdei chaluka dami. A shul is like a courtyard that you can't really divide because you can't split up a shul. Utsanu nitin a mishnah, u'shneyen asurin b'davar shalosu a'ir. If Reuven said, I'm not going to get any benefit from Shimon. Shimon says, I'm not going to get any benefit from Reuven. So neither can walk into shul. Because if Reuven walks into shul, the shul is partially Shimon's because he's a member of the community. He pays membership to the shul. Reuven can't get benefit from the Aron Kodesh in shul because the Aron Kodesh is also partially Shimon. Shimon pays partially for the shul. Neither can Reuven.
Can't divide it.
You can't divide a shul.
But this is a different example. The shul is not belong to any one of us, Rabbi. Even we.
Everybody's a partner in the shul.
I'm not a partner.
You're a partner in the shul. You're a member of the community. You're a partner of the shul. By definition. Yeah. Ella Amar Rav Yosef. Therefore, Rav Yosef said, Amar Zeiri in the name of Zeiri. The opposite, machlokes. When did Rabbi Elazar and Yaakov say his law? Shame, b'kidei chaluka. When you have a field, it's not big enough to divide. So then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is lenient and says each one can walk into his portion. And the Chacham say even then they can't. If you had a field that was so big you could divide it, everybody agrees you don't walk in because you said just divide the field. Rav Huna said, in a place, Shein Bakadei Chaluka, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, each can walk into the courtyard because when he's walking into it's his part. Halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Halacha is like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov.
No concept like bottle, you know,
with the shul, because there's so many partners.
Is that, Rabbi, no. Is that why we have so many shuls in Brooklyn? Because to go across the street of a new shul, you know.
V'chein am Rabbi Elazar, this is also Rabbi Elazar taught. Halacha ke Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Halacha is like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. That we do say Breira in such a case. Then we learn to the Mishnah, Mudra Nami Chaveiro. If someone has a neder not to get benefit from his friend, we gave the example of Gavriel. Someone had a neder not to get benefit from Gavriel, but Gavriel owns a Shvitz, but he's rented out the Shvitz. V'yeshlo sham merchatz. So it depends if he has a Tfisas Yad. Is he still getting benefit from it? Kama Tfisas Yad. What does it mean? He's still holding on to it. He's getting a quarter, a half, or a third of the profit. So if he's sharing in a percentage, and it's a significant percentage of the income, so then it's really his. So to walk into it is to give him benefit, or to get benefit from him.
Collecting rent is not a part of the ownership.
That's the way some Rishonim explain this Gemara, right. Avol bebatzir. But if he's getting less than a quarter, lo, that's not considered really being his anymore. Now it's the guy who's renting it. Even if he's getting less, it is, it's still aser. Hey, chidami deshari, what would be the case? It would be permitted. Demekabel betaska. So what does mekabel betaska mean? They're different explanations of Makabel Betaska. So one explanation is Makabel Betaska means there is a set rent every year, so there's no profit, and there are other explanations of it. This is the Ran, but the Rush and other explanations that
it says similar to the Arabic. This would usually denote a land tax,
right? That maybe he's paying the taxes.
Not tied to the amount of profits.
Right, since he's paying the taxes, that's not considered that he is the owner. Thank you, Rabbi Hananya ben Akashio, Meiratz HaKadosh.